Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host David Blackman is on temporary leave, taking some much needed time off, but he will be back with us very, very soon. In today's episode, we're talking about what services you should productize, particularly if you're a web design freelancer or agency type of business. And so essentially what productizing is taking a service that maybe would normally get quoted based off of the scope of the project and kind of packaging it in more of a product type of way where you list out what's included and you have kind of fixed prices. And so rather than having to give a quote and different things like that, something that usually has a typical flow to it and doesn't need to be fully custom, you can kind of package it into a product and productize it and make it more clear for your customers. And so they can basically shop the services opposed to having to go through a consultation for every little thing. So for example, maintenance plans or service agreements, very common, a great way to have recurring revenue in your web design business. That's where you essentially maintain a customer's website from a like server and update standpoint, backups, that sort of thing. And so, it can be a great way to create recurring revenue in your business. Make sure your clients' websites are running smoothly, are staying updated, are not getting hacked, and are fully backed up. And so typically you have, you know, those core things that you do, and you don't really need to bill hourly for it because it's kind of a set thing. And so you can productize it and charge, for example, $1,000 a year, $1,500 a year, $2,000 a year, whatever you see fit. And so you essentially productize it, and it makes it easier for the client because they know exactly what they're getting. It costs this much, and it feels like they're buying a product opposed to getting a customized solution. And for those types of things, you don't really need that. For a standard website, a custom website, it needs to be a customized quote and estimate that's put together based off of project scope and other factors. And so you can't really productize it so much. So another example is hosting. Hosting can be a great way to productize it for your clients. So you manage their websites with maintenance plans. You also charge them for hosting, then you manage everything for them. They don't have to go and get their own hosting account, that sort of thing. And you can be a hosting reseller, market up, and make money as well as make it easier for your client. So you kind of productize it in that way. Another one is a website audit. I've personally never done website audits, but colleagues of mine, it can be a great way to get your foot in the door and sell a website audit for low cost. So high value, low cost, be a great way to get them interested in other services. You can kind of, some people do it for free, either way, it's kind of a productized type of approach where you say, I'm going to do this, and this, for free or for this price. And then, you hopefully use that to be able to upsell additional services, custom website, whatever. Other services you can productize. So marketing, and within marketing, you have content marketing, SEO, Facebook ads, email marketing. And so, typically you kind of have a set list of things that's included, so you might have different SEO packages, gold, silver, bronze, and bronze gets you this, gold gets you this, certain amount of blog posts written, certain amount of keyword or links built, keywords targeted, that sort of thing. Facebook ads, you have a set budget, and then you manage certain amount of ad sets for them. And a certain amount of different ad creatives, and you're going to do a certain amount of this and that, optimizations, blah, blah, blah. And so you have a set number of things included for a fixed cost. They know what they're getting, they know what they're paying, and it's usually recurring for these types of marketing services that you productize. So those are just a few examples. I've heard some really creative ones before. And then, you know, these are kind of, again, the kind of the standard ones that other ones do, or that other web designers do. So they're kind of the tried and true services to productize in your business. But it can be a great way to have another stream of revenue in addition to your custom web design and development. I've seen people that have productized web design, but again, it has to be a set amount of things. It can't be a fully custom website. It has to be, you know, 3 pages, 5 pages, built off of a template, you know, one round of small edits, small styling edits included, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it has to be very well defined what's included. Otherwise, you'll get essentially taken advantage of, and you'll end up losing a lot of money that way. So, but yeah, productizing can be really great. I don't, you know, depending on your business, I don't think it should mainly be, for the most part, your core business, but it can be additional services on top of your core business. But again, every business is different. If you have a unique model where you do productize web design and that's all you do and that's what you market, then it could be a great way to go. So that's it for today's episode. Yeah, I would love to hear any ideas that you have, our listeners out there, you have for productizing, whether it's something that you've done, you've been thinking about doing, or you've heard of other web designers. Feel free to comment. WPGears.com, the actual our website where the podcast is hosted. We now have comments turned on. It took us like 2 years to get to the point where we realized we should turn those on. So if you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, we're actually now on Spotify, and you want to leave a comment, you listen to one of those platforms, feel free to head on to wpgears.com for episode 567, which is what it should be, what services should you productize, and leave us a comment. And again, we are now on Spotify, so if you are a Spotify fan like me, you can now listen to WP the podcast on there. Alrighty, that is it for today's episode. We will see you tomorrow for, we're going to be talking about plugins and the types of plugins that page builders have made obsolete. So tune in to tomorrow's episode. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.